Good day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Q2 2018 investor call of Amerigo Resources. I would now like to turn the meeting over to Ms. Aurora Davidson. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Welcome to the second quarter 2018 investor conference call of Amerigo Resources. I am Aurora Davidson, Executive Vice President and Chief Financial Officer. Before we begin the presentation, let me caution you that our comments and discussions will include forward-looking information within the meaning of applicable securities legislation. Forward-looking information will include, among other things, forecasts and projections about our copper production for the year, which involves known and unknown risks, uncertainties, and other factors that may cause actual results, performance, or achievements to be materially different from such forecasts and projections. Therefore, although we believe that anticipated future results, performance, or achievements expressed or implied by the forward-looking information are based on reasonable assumptions and expectations, you should not place undue reliance on such forward-looking information. We direct you to our press release issued on July the 31st and our other documents filed with the securities authorities in Canada, including our annual information form under the heading Description of the Business Risk Factors. These documents describe the material factors and assumptions that were applied in drawing the conclusions and making the forecasts and projections as reflected in the forward-looking information, and the material factors that could cause actual results, performance, or achievements to differ materially. Except as required by law, we undertake no obligation to update or revise any forward-looking information made in this presentation. Rob Henderson, the company's President and Chief Executive Officer, will now provide an operational and corporate update.
Thank you, Aurora, and thank you, everyone, for joining the call. Our second quarter performance this year has exceeded our expectations, and our financial performance was very strong, thanks mainly to a good copper price. As I mentioned in our press release, this will greatly support our efforts in successfully executing the expansion projects at MVC. Amerigo's quarterly earnings increased to $2.7 million, up from $1.2 million in the first quarter this year, and much better than the loss of $1.7 million reported in Q2 last year. For the second quarter of this year, our operating cash flow was $6.4 million, some 44% higher than a year ago in Q2 2017. This was mainly due to the higher Q2 copper price, which increased from $2.59 a year ago to $3.16 a pound. However, as we see today, the copper price is now somewhat lower at around $2.80 per pound, and the copper price performance this year has been volatile. However, we remain unhedged, and we support the view of Scotiabank that despite obvious demand concerns related to an escalating global trade war, the fundamental picture for copper remains generally positive, with tightening markets largely driven by supply-side underinvestment. Chile remains a stable jurisdiction. However, unions at mine sites continue to aggressively demand large bonuses, and strikes are very likely to negatively affect Chilean copper production. MVC's union agreements expire in October next year, and therefore we don't expect to see any union disruptions affecting us in the near future. In the quarter, MVC produced 14.7 million pounds of copper at a cash cost of $1.71 per pound. The Q2 production of 14.7 million pounds was on plan and included 9.2 million pounds from Cauquenes and 5.5 million pounds from fresh tailings. MVC's molybdenum plant produced 0.4 million pounds of moly in the quarter. MVC's cash costs and total costs are slightly higher than a year ago, mainly due to a stronger Chilean peso and higher royalties, both due to higher copper prices. These cost increases have been partially offset by the high moly byproduct credits due to the high molybdenum price. The moly price has remained steady over the quarter at around $12 per pound. We continue to expect full-year production of 65 to 70 million pounds of copper at an annual cash cost of $1.45 to $1.60 per pound of copper. And the second half of the year should see additional copper production arising from NBC's Phase 2 expansion project. And most importantly, perhaps, we expect unit cost to drop to $1.45 per pound on completion of the project, and this should see our profit margin improve. Construction of the Cauquenes expansion project is proceeding well, and commissioning of the new plant has started. At the end of June, the project was 77% complete. The new cyclone plant is in operation and is delivering conditioned feed material for the new flotation cells. Commissioning of the new rougher flotation circuit is expected to commence this month in August, and the initial concentrates will be processed in the existing cleaner flotation circuit. The new cleaner flotation circuit is expected to be ready in September, and then production of additional copper from MVC is expected to increase steadily. The new concentrate regrind mill from China is late, and plans are in place at MVC to temporarily operate without this equipment. In Q4, we expect the project to be complete and delivering 85 to 90 million pounds of copper per annum at a cash cost of $1.45 per pound. So our key objectives in 2018 remain, first, to deliver on guidance, which is 65 to 70 million pounds of copper. Second, to complete construction of the second phase of the Cauquenes expansion in Q3 and then ramp up smoothly to full production in Q4. Third objective is to ensure MDC's liquidity and continue to pay down debt. We plan to draw down the remaining Phase 2 expansion loan and at the end of the year maintain our total borrowings at $67.5 million. Over the last 3 years, we've made a substantial investment in MDC during a low in the copper price cycle, and I continue to believe we are very well positioned to take advantage of future increases in copper price. I'll now hand over to Aurora to discuss the financials.
Thank you, Rob. As was expected, the second quarter of 2018 was again a stable quarter with operational performance on target and financial performance strengthened by robust copper prices. The average LME price in the quarter was $3.12 compared to $3.16 in Q1. The stronger copper price in the quarter was $3.16 in June, which is the provisional price we used to book the Q2 production. Final prices for Q2 production will be the average LME price for July, which was actually $2.83, and then the prices for August and September. As we always discuss, our financial results are very sensitive to changes in copper prices, both in terms of the provisional prices we use to book quarterly production and in respect of the final price adjustments that are realized one quarter ahead of the production, of the actual production. A 10% increase or decrease in copper price from the $3.16 provisional price we used in Q2 would translate into a $4.9 million revenue adjustment in Q3. In Q2, production and cash cost targets were met, and Amerigo's annual guidance was maintained. As Rob has mentioned, the Cauquenes Phase 2 expansion is progressing as planned. Results for the quarter included net income of $2.7 million, or 2 cents per share, and cash flow generated from operations before working capital changes of $6.4 million. Including changes in working capital, the company generated cash of $1.8 million. It received $8.8 million in debt proceeds for the Phase 2 expansion and paid $10 million for capital investment, including Phase 2 and sustaining capex. We also made debt repayments of $8.4 million just in Q2. The company's standing cash position was $21.4 million at June 30th. The Chilean peso's relation to the U.S. dollar saw a bit of a cool down in Q2. The average conversion rate to a U.S. dollar was 621 pesos compared to 602 pesos in Q1. In Q2, costs were once again affected by $600,000 in higher than expected power costs due to higher power transmission charges from a change in regulation that was introduced in January. These regulations were changed effective July to a position that is quite similar to the one in place last December. With the close of the second quarter, the company is well positioned for a stronger second half of the year as the phase two expansion comes online. As we have mentioned in our filings, we have continued to draw the remaining $8.7 million from the Cauquenes phase two loan in Q3. We anticipate that the El Teniente debt will be fully repaid by September, and further loan repayments on the phase one loan will take place in December. With these payments, our anticipated debt position at year-end will be $67.5 million. Rob and I will now take questions from call participants.
Thank you. We'll now take questions from the telephone lines. If you have a question and you're using a speakerphone, please lift your handset before making your selection. If you have a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. If at any time you wish to cancel the question, you may press the pound sign. Please press star 1 at this time if you have a question. There will be a brief pause while the participants register for questions. Thank you for your patience. We have a question from John Polcari from New York. Please go ahead.
Hi, folks. Great job last quarter. Thank you. Just a few quick questions. What would you say are the one or two key elements that are leading to the considerable cost reduction in operations? Or is it an across-the-board fairly even reduction?
John, good question. What we have in the expansion, we're essentially adding on some new process plants, so we increase the recovery of copper. So we really have very few additional operators. Our grinding costs stay the same. Power costs will go up marginally from a few motors. So what we're seeing is essentially the cost side of the equation staying static in terms of dollar terms, but the production going up by 40%. So we see a substantial reduction in the unit cost as a result. So it's across the board.
Thank you. Two other quick questions. The molybdenum plant that you're expanding or restarting, when is that due to be finished?
So the moly plant is going to be complete in October this year. We're doing that in two phases. So the rougher plant is in place and operating, and now we're stripping out some of the old plant and putting in the cleaner cells. So we're keeping the moly plant running by installing the new plant in parallel with the old plant. So we're about halfway through. So the rougher cells are in place. Cleaner cells are going to be complete in October.
Okay. And I know that the strikes that are pending or possibly might kick off in August don't have a direct impact in terms of labor negotiations or walkouts at the company. But have there been instances in the past where some of the other unions have set up picket lines looking for your staff to honor those lines or respect the strike?
In the past, that has not happened. What you see in Chile is that the unions are typically mine site based, so there's not a national union, so there's not a lot of sympathy strikes going on. So the strike is very, very local in nature. But having said that, El Teniente's labor negotiations are due in Q4 this year, and they have started discussions. And, you know, and if El Teniente were to have issues, we may well be impacted, but historically we haven't.
Yeah, so historically, El Teniente has had, they've had a number of walkouts, but are you saying you haven't had any significant disruptions, say, in the last decade?
No, the disruptions have not been significant. We had a couple of instances where subcontractors working at El Teniente had some labor actions, and there were some road blockades. But all in all, they didn't affect us beyond probably 2 or 3 days of disrupted operations.
Okay. So it's conceivable that this too shall pass.
Obviously it is a concern, and
right.
we're just remaining vigilant.
Yeah, I hear you. And lastly, I know the banks had a reserve fund that was looking to be filled to assure them forward payments, I believe, for what was it, Aurora, 6 months or something? 6 months
it
of payments?
It is. Yeah.
Is that bucket filled?
The bucket is filled as of today because it currently includes the repayments on, let's say, December. The first repayment on the phase two loan is scheduled for June 30th of 2019. So that means that approximately $5.4 million of additional funds have to be placed in the reserve account at December to cover that payment. Our cash flow projections currently show that at current copper prices, we will be able to do that funding without any problem.
So that being the case, without any significant changes to the mix or without some disruption, cost increases, and of course, everything else being equal, which might be saying something, you should have modest to significant free cash flow in 19 with copper prices cooperating.
Yeah, at current copper prices, we don't anticipate any liquidity problems, John.
Right. And it brings up another point. Ed, what's the downside again on the royalty payments in terms of they become de minimis at, was it $2 copper or?
At 195 copper,
right.
The formula no longer applies, and right. And so okay. that is the key spot.
Got it. All right. I thank you for your responses, and again, job well done.
Thank you, John.
Thank you.
Thank you. Once again, you may press star one if you have a question. There are no further questions registered at this time. I would like to turn the meeting back over to Ms. Davidson.
Thank you very much. We appreciate you joining us for the Q2 investor conference call, and we look forward to our discussion with you 3 months down the line once the phase two expansion is complete. Thank you.
Thank you. The conference has now ended. Please disconnect your lines at this time, and thank you for your participation.